not watching the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Page. Welcome, everyone, to the podcast. This is a support group for normal people. Yeah. Someone said, what's up with the Wi-Fi? Now, this live is going to have not very good Wi-Fi. The reason is I'm in a condo, multi-million dollar condo that the comedy club has paid for and letting me enjoy, but they don't think people are going to be podcasting from the condo. They're going to be at the resort looking at the girls in the bikinis, which I can see from the balcony, and all the athletic people here in the gym and so forth. But not me. I am here to work, dang it, and we're going to do that. So thank you already to Jamasp for putting a donation in. Anyone who does, that keeps the show going. I use that money to advertise future shows. That's a big deal. So I give you one of these to show you that I appreciate you. This show is interactive. Please put where you are from in the comments section so that I can tell where I need to take my comedy tour next. This is episode 118. Can you believe we've got that far? As you know, Megan Rapinoe is complaining once again. If you don't know who Megan Rapinoe is, she's a LGBTQIAA2SP soccer player. If I left any letters out, I apologize. Pretty soon we're going to have to learn our gay BCs just to sing it. But she's an anti-American. She's overly privileged. She thinks she's an athlete, but she can't even compete with 12-year-old, 13-year-old boys from Dallas, Texas. So she is in the news again complaining and telling people she doesn't make enough money and she's going to have to quit soccer. I want you to take a look at her complaining and a little hit piece I made on her. Victoria's Secret has made Megan Rapinoe their new angel. This is what Victoria's Secret thinks is going to entice beautiful women from around the world. Curvy women, voluptuous women. It's odd to me because she doesn't even wear women's underwear. That's false advertising. She doesn't wear the women's underwear. She wears men's whitey tight. Finally, Victoria has a secret that I'd like them to keep. Now, here's why I don't think Victoria's Secret made the right move. First of all, not a very attractive spokesperson. She doesn't really like America. America doesn't like her. She's not good at soccer. The Dallas, Texas 15 and under boys beat her. So by her own logic, she should get paid what those men get paid, which is $0. She's also the Subway sandwich spokesperson now. More false advertising. Megan Rapinoe doesn't even want a foot long in her mouth. The one woman in America who doesn't even want 6 inches. Megan should be sponsored by places she likes, she frequents. She should be sponsored by a taco shop. Not even regular, Old Fish Tacos. So there you have it. Megan Rapinoe was just destroyed very quickly by a comedian who noticed she should not be sponsored by Subway sandwiches. She doesn't want a foot long or even 6 inches in her mouth. She doesn't even want anything more than an Arby's roast beef because they have the meat curtains. So we had to deal with that. So as she leaves, we say, farewell, Megan Rapinoe. Our country will be better off now that you're gone. But Megan Rapinoe made a huge mistake. She says trans women should be allowed to play now that she's retiring soccer. Now, how is that fair? Obviously, Megan thinks she's a big deal because she's won a bunch of soccer tournaments or a few soccer games here and there. But guess what? She would not have won any of those games had men been allowed to play. She would not even be a known person anywhere in the world. So in Outkick magazine, this guy wrote a great article. Megan Rapinoe says she'd openly welcome a trans player on the U.S. women's national team, which proves how naive and narcissist she is. Rapinoe would gladly welcome a transgender athlete onto the U.S. women's team, and everyone who disagrees with her is transphobic, she says. Absolutely. She told Time, when asked if biological men should be allowed, you're taking a real woman's place? That's the part of the argument that's still extremely transphobic. People need to stop saying that. I see trans women as real women. So what you're saying automatically in the argument is you're sort of telling on yourself already, and it's that you don't believe these women are women. Therefore, they're taking some other spot. Well, I don't feel that way. Okay, Megan, imagine if a man put on a wig and ran around the soccer field, which this is what Megan is ushering in for the whole next generation. So biological women will not have a chance to touch her records and her accolades. She's trying to burn the bridge she just crossed behind her, and to hell with all the women in their wake. Well, guess what? The Simpsons already knew what you were doing, Rapinoe, and what you were suggesting. Homer, when male athletes are terrible at sports, he would go into the bush backwards and then reemerge ready to seize the day. Megan Rapinoe, you have let women down, and you should not be selling Victoria's Secret. You have no secrets. Also, you should not be selling Subway sandwiches because you don't want a foot long in your mouth. Thank you, Homer Simpson, for predicting how she would do. Now, we just finished a week in Minnesota at a comedy club, and it was a lot of fun. If you haven't been to one of my shows, I'm going to show you a sneak peek of what you're missing. And this is very short, but imagine a whole hour and a half of laughter like this. Where are you from first?
Golden Valley.
Golden Valley. What do you think, guys? That's a rich area, huh? Yeah, you could tell. Big money in the front. I like that. And then you brought with you who?
My wife.
Your wife. Lovely. Well, give it up for the beautiful wife. Fantastic. How long have you been together? 11 years. 13. Yeah, that sucks. It's never good when the guy gets it wrong by 2 years. There's going to be argument on the way home. What was that all about? Oh, what was 2009 and 10 for you? Nothing? What was that all about? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of fun. We talk to the crowd. I have pre-prepared material. A lot of comedians today, they have no jokes that they've ever written down. So they're just, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? It gets very old. It looks good on a TikTok, but after 10 seconds of sitting in the room, you go, damn, I wish I was back at home on TikTok. That's not going to happen here. What's going to happen here is you're going to come laugh with your friends, family, right, left, middle. We unite the whole room with laughter. And I'm going to tell you what cities I'm going to be in next. Take a look. Phoenix is the next 5 shows. Then Austin, Texas, only 1 show. Dallas, Texas, 6 shows. Then Mondovi, Wisconsin, Irvine, a private party, you can have one too. San Diego, Vancouver, Raleigh, and then St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Edmonton, Canada. All those dates and more are on KayvonComedy.com. When we come back, there's going to be a whole lot more of The Right Show. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Have you seen what's going on here? Do you know what they're up to? Well, this picture leaked from Disney, and it seems as though they have recast Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to be, for their live-action remake, a lot more PC. After all, it would be rude to have dwarfs that were all dwarfs. So here's a photo that's leaked. Now, I do have to tell my fans, so you're a little smarter than the average. There are now further stories saying these are not all the dwarfs. These are just characters in the show. And this is one of the dwarfs, maybe these two. So don't jump up and down and scream, they're not even dwarfs. Yes, according to this picture, they're calling these the seven dwarfs. But some at Disney are saying, no, we do have 7 actual dwarves, and then these are other characters, all right? But how funny is that, that this is kind of how Disney, the reason the audience is confused is because this is something Disney would do. And they would make it one dwarf, one guy with an afro, one hippie, one pirate from the Caribbean, some black person from France, and then someone, another black person. So that would be like Snow White. And, oh, by the way, Snow White is Latino as well. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, there are 7 there. So anyways, you be the judge. Do you believe that this is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or do you think we're being fooled online? You tell me. Now, Snow White is actually Latina. Snow, I would call this Snow Brown and the 7 Portland Residents. That's what it looks like to me. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show, and I hope you've enjoyed so far. Merchandise is still here. We got these Go Fuh Yourself t-shirts. It comes from a comedy clip. Take a look. Go online, teespring.com/GoFuh, and order these. It makes friends, family laugh. Asians love it. Vietnamese people think it's hilarious. I sold like 10 of them yesterday. We're going to have sold probably 100 by the end of this week.
In the pandemic, they shut down a lot of these restaurants. I was like, I have an idea for a Vietnamese restaurant. We'll make it a drive-through only Vietnamese restaurant. Drive-through only. You take the ingredients. You eat them at home. I already got the name picked out. Go Fuh Yourself. Politicians like, you're not essential. Go Fuh Yourself. We open.
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese, that's my favorite kind of Asian. You know why I like Vietnamese? Because the food is delicious. They have a soup. It's spelled P-H-O. You ever heard of that soup?
Yeah.
Yep. When I went there, first time, I go, can I try your pho? The lady's like, it's not pho, it's pho. Then I realized the name of her restaurant was hilarious. It was Good For You. I'm like, damn, that's funny, man. I'm like, this is good for me. That's good. But then I started looking for Vietnamese food all around the world. I went to Las Vegas. I kid you not, there's a lady there named Kim Long. So she opened her own restaurant and named it after herself. It's called Pho Kim Long. Accident? I don't know.
Go Pho yourself. Go Pho yourself. There you go. Moving right along with the right show. Time for some summer sports news. Sha'Carri Richardson threw off her weave, which gave her the speed and aerodynamics she needed to win the race. Have you ever seen a black woman snatch her own hair off and go, I'm ready to do this? Well, you're about to. Now that should be illegal, because what you don't know is she threw the weave and three girls tripped over it once they made that first lap around the track. It was unbelievable what she did there. Second story, slam dunk gone wrong. So this guy was in a slam dunk exhibition and he was trying to show how he can slam dunk, but he didn't time the jump right. He went so high up, he actually went himself, not just the ball, through the hoop. Very scary stuff, but he did score.
Where'd the beat go?
He is lucky he was able to fit through that, and I'm sure people like Shaq were jealous he was able to make a swish with his own body, which is something Shaq was never able to do. Our final sports news story, and please get ready to vote on your favorite, is a dog wins a race on accident. I want you to see this and watch how the dog unknowingly joins and then destroys the competition at a track meet. Amazing. So now we need to see who would win in a race between Sha'Carri, the basketball fly guy, and the dog, if they were all competing. And indeed they are. I want you to vote in the comments section right here, right now. What was your favorite summer news story of the week? Do you like the dog running around the track? Do you like Sha'Carri with the kanene throwing off the weave and saying, ain't no way y'all gonna beat me? Or finally, are you into the basketball swish of a lifetime from half court when he hit that tramp and went right through the hoop? You tell me in the comments. I can't wait to read them. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Yes. Prank date gone wrong. Some of you may or may not know I was a lead actor on a hidden camera prank dating show. If you missed it, that's okay. I have clips of it here that you will enjoy. It looked a little something like this. I was ahead of my time with streaming everything I was doing and uploading it for vlog casts.
Guys, today I'm playing Corey, an IT manager obsessed with gadgets. I'm gonna even use my wristwatch to tally up the bill. This date's gonna be more than you bargained for.
Oh my God, have you ever seen a mini cam?
Oh, shoot you eating. Mm-hmm. This is for my blog.
Hey everybody, we're here on the cam. It is a 1080 HDI with 480p. We are eating with Jordan.
And she's eating a turkey sandwich we found on Yelp was the most delicious.
She loves those chips, but these aren't semiconductor microprocessing chips. We're gonna talk about those tomorrow. Until then, this is Corey signing out.
That was gonna be really good.
Jordan.
Oh my God.
It's fine. It's so quick. They're not even gonna know we did this.
Okay, you can't do that. I'm like really embarrassed.
Hold on. Just plug it right here.
Excuse me, sir. You know what? I need that for my register to work.
What do you need help with? We can ring it up right here.
I think I have to go.
I'm gonna show you pictures on your computer.
Wait, don't go. I was about to show you your pictures from your computer. From mine. Ding, 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 ding. Hilarious. That's a show called Disaster Date. Megan Rapinoe, the anti-American lesbian LGBTQIAA2SP+ soccer player. And if you don't get one of those letters, you're a racist bigot. She's decided she's quitting soccer, mainly because I keep making fun of her. I want to show you the ultimate breakdown of Megan that I released just a year ago, and now she doesn't want to play anymore. Mainly she doesn't want to play because a bunch of men are going to start playing soon as women. And she's like, oh, I support that. You only support that because you're leaving. You're no longer going to have to face these men on the field. Also, she was beaten by a group of 13 and 14 year old boys in Dallas, Texas. So when she says she's the best athlete ever and a pro and deserves more money, she deserves less than a group of 14, 15 year old boys from Dallas. These weren't the best 14 year old boys from the United States. She's on the best women of the United States, aggregated, playing on the same team. This was just a group of boys from Dallas, let alone the best from Colorado, LA, Orange County, Michigan, Florida. They would get demolished. I peg Megan Rapinoe's skill level at around 11 years old when it comes to boys. So don't tell me you're the greatest in the world. Watch me break her down now.
I know what you're thinking. Kayvon, why are you dressed like a U.S. women's soccer player? As a person of half Persian, half Scottish color, I thought I would break down Megan Rapinoe, the female soccer player with a horrible attitude. You know, she went to the White House for the first time and she acted like it was such a big deal. I wanted you to see what she thought about going to the White House just 3 years ago. Roll the clip.
It's not many, I can probably count them on half a hand, moments where I find myself without the words to say. And today I did, when I walked into the Oval Office here at the White House. Just, you can't help but pause and take a moment to acknowledge those who have walked these halls before you.
Are you excited about going to the White House?
I'm going to the White House.
Thinking about the civil rights leaders and the champions of equality and the people who never made it into the room, but fought so hard so that others like me would.
No, I'm not going to the White House. That's, okay. We're not going to be invited.
You're not going to be invited?
I doubt it.
From the president to the White House, he had said that win or lose, your team would be invited.
I can't help but feel inspired and grateful to them, and also a deep sense of responsibility.
Would you go? Would your teammates go?
I would not go, and every teammate that I've talked to explicitly about it would not go.
I'm not going to the White House.
I'm a member of the LGBTQ community with pink hair, and where I come from, I could have only dreamed that I would be standing in the position I am today at the White House.
How ironic. She hates Trump, but is saying this speech in front of Biden, the one who voted to keep her from her rights. You're being played.
I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens from the violence and oppression of a hateful foreign ideology. Believe me.
Talk about a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage.
You know, think about this. The world's going to Hades in a handbasket, and we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that.
The problem with Megan Rapinoe is not that she is a LGBTQ member, and it's not that she's a woman, it's we don't like her. So I don't know why she throws all these other people into the mix as if they have to now join her pity party. We just don't like you.
I'm also a professional athlete.
We don't like your little pose you do when all your other teammates want to high-five you, but you want to just bask in a weird I'm a little teapot. You're not fun to look at. It doesn't matter what color your hair is. You look like Howdy Doody. In 5-10 years, you're going to look like Anderson Cooper, and then after that, Johnny Carson. Your vibe is off. Your attitude is off. You're always a victim. Here's what Megan Rapinoe had to say about how great of a soccer player she is compared to men's soccer.
And despite those wins, I've been devalued. I've been disrespected.
You've apologized for cursing in that, not for the statement itself.
Not for the statements, yes. I mean, I meant with all the inflection and all of the sort of attitude that it gave with it. I meant all of it and every word of it.
And dismissed because I am a woman. And I've been told that I don't deserve any more than less because I am a woman.
Bro, most women around the world don't have the luxury to play sports or even get paid to do it. And you're gonna see in the comments that women don't like her either. So this is not a sexist thing, but I wanna be very clear about the myth of gender discrimination in professional sports. Sports is a merit-based system where the best athletes of humankind get paid the most money. I do the same job as LeBron James when I play basketball at the YMCA with a bunch of hairy Persians. But we don't get paid the same because LeBron James has more fans, more money comes in, and yes, he's very stupid also, but at least I'm humble enough to say,
we're dribbling the same ball, but one of these things is not like the other one.
You see, despite all the wins, I'm still paid less than men who do the same job that I do.
This is American privilege.
For each trophy, of which there are many, and for each win, for each tie, and for each time that we play, it's less.
Oh, Megan, you silly rabbit. Once men start playing your sport, you're not going to win trophies, games, ties, or awards.
And I know there are millions of people who are marginalized by gender in the world and experience the same thing in their jobs.
I was told there is no such thing as men and women. Oh, the ever-changing logic of the left. They always eat their own.
Maybe America is great for a few people right now, but it's not great for enough Americans in this world.
This may seem like I'm coming off harsh to Megan Rapinhose, but I don't see her as someone who loves the country. She doesn't love what it stands for. She always is the victim, no matter what. A multimillionaire victim, we know about those. And I think she's a despicable person. I think all throughout her life, people would be happy to show her love, and she's turned it away, pushed it away, because of her internal anger. And I feel that leftism is a mental illness. Do you agree? Did I get this completely wrong? Let me know in the comments. And be sure to call anyone who disagrees with you in the comments an anti-LGBTQIA+T exclamation point, because that's how you argue in America. No valid points, just call everyone a phobe. Now, normally I do comedy clips. I have 400 more on youtube.com/KayvonComedy. And if you like my message, I'm one of the only comedians in America who has the soccer balls to say it. And if you don't support me, it's because you hate half Persian, half Scottish men with lesbian haircuts. Fold.
Don't be a phobe. You have to agree with everything I say and do, otherwise you're phobic.
Well, there you go. We just tore up Megan Rapinoe up and down. She will never touch another soccer ball again after this airs. I hope you'll share that video far and wide, make it go viral, and say, hey, Megan, go kick balls in some other country if you don't like it here. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show right after this. Meanwhile, Megan Rapinoe, she's going to keep making money, keep hating on America, and turn into Karen Kaepernick. That'll be her new name as soon as she quits kicking that little ball around. We've all heard from Joe Biden that white supremacy is the biggest problem we face here in America. He is certain that white supremacists are bringing us all down. So I want you to see what happened when a DoorDash driver tried to bring food to a family in the wrong neighborhood, and they decided they wanted the food and they wanted the car too. Do these look like white supremacists to you? Take a look.
They stole his car. They got his car. They stole his car. They got right. Oh, oh shit. Oh shit.
So there you have about 20 to 40 men between the ages of 15 to 40 years old. They should all have jobs. They should not be on the patio, on the porch, George Floyding it up on the afternoon. None of them have anywhere to go. And when the poor guy brought some food and DoorDash, they beat him down, they door bashed him, and they stole his car to drive that off. And then instead of anyone stopping or intervening, there's no morals in the community. There's no positive culture. They start beating and punching the guy, kicking him for making the big, big mistake of making their life easier and bringing the lazy people's food all the way to their doorstep. There you have it. That is Joe Biden's white supremacist America. Now, we have to go with Joe. He's obviously telling the truth. White supremacy is the biggest problem, but it's dark white supremacists that we have to watch out for. Be careful which neighborhood you deliver your Popeyes to. Stay safe out there. We'll be back with a whole lot more. We've all heard of artificial intelligence, and then there's Kamala Harris, our vice president, who got hired because of her diversity, and she has no intelligence. So what happens when you ask Kamala to define artificial intelligence? You get negative intelligence. Take a look.
And I think the first
part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what machine, what information is going in, what then will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process.
So if you were unclear on what AI was, you are even more unclear now that the second most powerful human being on Earth and the vice president of our country, who was hired just for being a black woman, is after defining the word. Because now I know less. I thought I knew AI. It's like the computer is making predictive algorithms and you can tell the computer to do something and it kind of creates. No, now AI is a pretty difficult thing. Well, first of all, it's two letters. We knew that part. Thank you, Kamala. Who was she talking to? And we need to check on them to make sure they're able to function in society now that she has dumbed them down to her level. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Final comedy clip of the Right Show podcast and send you on your way to a very merry weekend. All right, we are down to the final clip. Now, I like to end the show on a positive note because there's so much negativity already in the United Estados de Americana. Therefore, my one-hour comedy special is available. It's called Essential. Please go online and order Essential. We spent $12,000 to $15,000 getting the camera crew, the lighting, the sound. We got it just right. It's better than anything on Netflix, and it's $12 to you on kvoncomedy.com. Or www.kvon.tv under the shop. So this is what one clip looks like. If you like this one, you'll like the whole hour. Let's make fun of Megan Rapieho one more time.
People that are born and raised in America, they don't even appreciate it as much. And that really bothers me when I see like a celebrity on TV hating on the country. The one that really pissed me off the most was Megan Rapinoe. I don't know if you guys know who that is. Yeah, I'll explain. Megan Rapinoe is like a soccer player. She's got like pink and purple hair. And this is what messed me up. She went to the White House, I've never been, and she got to meet the president, I never got to do that. And she went on TV at the president's house and was like, this country's never been fair for people like me. Because she's like LGBTQIA+. And I'm like, but you're at the White House. You got all this, and I looked it up. She gets paid to play soccer. $3 million for playing soccer, you guys. Not even real soccer, women's soccer. Awesome! The Karens will come for me for that joke. They will. Just so you know, like, that's gonna come. You know, they might even Will Smith me while I'm up here. You hit me. Go back and sit down. Keep Megan Rapinoe's name out your mouth. Keep Megan Rapinoe's name out your mouth. Not as peaceful as they say they are. I am not anti-Megan Rapinoe. I'm pro-USA. That's what it comes down to. Yep. Yep. It's a beautiful place. An amazing country where you can play soccer and not only make $3 million, which she does, she also has sponsorships she does not deserve. She got paid $1 million from Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret paid her $1 million. That's right. And if you've seen her body, she has no secrets. Let's be real. I have bigger secrets than Megan Rapinoe, if anyone wants to know. Right here. Sir, you got some bigger boobies than Megan right there. Yeah, hell yeah. You too. You got some big old boobies right there. Yeah. We should be angels. That's diversity. Diversity. Yes, diversity. Make us angels. We'll pull the thing up and we'll walk. We will do it. I looked it up. She gets paid $3 million a year from Subway sandwiches for a woman that does not want a foot long in her mouth. I'm just saying, she wants to eat fresh, but not like that. She should be sponsored by Arby's. That's all I'm saying. Arby's, roast beef.
Now you have enjoyed Essential, a sneak peek, so you can watch the whole hour on your own time, on your own dime, kvoncomedy.com under the shop has it. Folks, that concludes the Right Show podcast. It's easy breezy, a lot of fun. We promote freedom of speech on this channel. We enjoy waking America up by telling the truth and providing laughter. So please visit your local 5-star podcast and tell them, Kayvon Comedy, this has to have a 5-star review so more people see it. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in. We'll do it all over again in 5 to 7 days. Peace.